Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and I hope you're feeling good. It is May 15th, 2023, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, joined by Melissa, Beth, and we're joined right now by our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there today?
Going well. How about you guys good. Over there?
We're doing good over here. You have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good weekend.
Nice.
A little rainy and gray, but, you know, nice to get the sun now anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to mean green weekends going forward, mm-hmm. right, Paul? Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully we get that payback. Yeah.
Know that the heat is an issue around a lot of our country this week, right, and just currently and everything, Paul. What are we looking at for us here in the Midwest, here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you know, we're still looking at warming temperatures this week into tomorrow, and then a little bit of a dip in those temps after that, but enjoying the sunshine here for today. Highs about 72 with a northwest wind 5 to 10, 49 clear tonight. And then Tuesday, mix of clouds and sun, and just a passing shower chance. Otherwise, highs about 77, 41 on Tuesday night. And then mid-60s, some sun Wednesday, 45 Wednesday night. Seeing a better chance for showers coming in Thursday with another cold front broaching 72 Thursday. That does drop our temps off in the low 60s Friday. Clouds, a few more showers Friday. Weekend starting to trend back into some sunny dry weather, though. 70 Saturday, mid-70s back here for Sunday. So far the weekend is on a nice path leading us into that point. Anyway, mm-hmm. I'm meteorologist Paul Trompley.
Not bad, Paul. We appreciate it.
So it's safe to say we're done with the snow for now?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Shouldn't have to worry about anything else.
I think it's understandable the next couple of weeks we're looking over our shoulder yeah. every 5 seconds, waiting for it a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of the habit. Yeah, yeah.
Paul, we are about to get into the top baby names of last year. I thought I would take a quick look, and the name Paul saw a resurgence in popularity in the 19th century and has remained one of the more popular names ever since. In the 20th century, the name Paul became a popular choice for parents in the United States and the United Kingdom. It's apparently the name Paul is even bigger over in the UK than it
wow.
is here.
Okay.
Trendsetter, Paul.
That was interesting.
Does that mean you exactly. have to start doing the weather in an English accent now?
Yeah, maybe,
then?
Maybe it does. Yes.
Yeah, I may have to. we'll take it across the pond.
There we go.
There you go. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
You guys too. Yeah.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
He handles us so well.
He really does. He really does. One day, if I do push Paul too far, we all saw it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's understandable. Take Paul's side when that happens, because he deserves it. He deserves it. Right? I did think it was interesting to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I've never Googled myself, but I did want to see what the name, like the popularity of the name James and these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could have some fun with that after we get through this list.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. It is that time of year again where Social Security Administration just revealed the most popular baby names from last year. So we're going to get into this a little bit later. We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Have some fun with that. Be listening for that in just a little bit, everybody. But we're talking birthdays with, you know, names and all that here. And the big news is not much has changed. I don't know if when we've ever done this, there's really been any earth-shattering news.
Right.
Every year we've been doing this, and I want to say I've been doing this for at least 7-8 years now since I've been back here at mm-hmm. WFHR and everything. And, you know, the lists tend to look pretty similar. The top 10 lists for boys and girls are almost identical to the previous year, but one new name did crack the top 10 for girls.
Okay.
So for boys, Liam was number one for boys again. The top 10 are Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, William, Henry, Lucas, Benjamin, and Theodore.
Okay.
Yeah, some classical names
yeah.
in there.
Nothing too crazy on there or anything mm-mm. like that.
And we're going back to the traditional spellings of these names?
Maybe. I think that varies. I don't think that the spelling part they get into too much.
Okay.
But it does seem like, because I still haven't met, I've never met a Liam in my life.
Oh, I have.
I think I have too.
Yeah.
Met maybe one or two Noahs, you know? So right. I don't think that these names are, while they are obviously, according to the Social Security, they know what they're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
They're very popular. They're not so popular that, man,
right.
I just keep running into so-and-sos or
yeah.
what have you or anything like that. I've always loved the name Elijah. Elijah is a great name. Theodore is a good name. I like that
mm-hmm.
one, too.
Yeah. Theo.
Yeah.
Theodore.
It's a good name. Looking at the things for the girls, Olivia was number one for girls again.
Hmm.
The top 10, Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Isabel, Ava, Mia, Evelyn, and finally, Luna.
Luna.
Oh.
Luna is the only new name on either list. It's Latin for moon, and mm-hmm. Americans are very into it right now. Fun fact, according to the American Kennel Club, it was also the top name for female dogs last year.
Yes. Well, we have lots of pet parents who yep. are choosing not to have children and instead have pets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
No, no. I do love the idea of a Luna taking her dog to the dog park and immediately like, Luna, come here. And she's just like, her neck's sore.
Little
like,
girls yeah, turn around.
Yeah, yeah. Every 5 seconds is turning her head. What? Yeah.
Just be careful if you name your child Luna and then adopt a dog that's named Luna. Because yeah, when you say, hey, Luna, yeah. they'll both come running.
Hey, that might be convenient.
We'll open this up to the audience, 424-2600. Are you surprised by any of this? Is there any names that you think you thought might have been up there or something? I know for years it wasn't so much the name, it was the middle name added on. Becky Sue or you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
That was really yeah, popular for a while.
Marie.
There.
Yep.
But otherwise
there was a baby born this weekend and she was named Scarlet.
Mm.
That's pretty yeah. cool.
I like that. I like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Bringing back classic names ain't such yeah. a bad idea.
Yep. The Olivias, Sophias. I actually know a set of twins named Olivia and Sophia.
Mm. I like Amelia. I like yeah. that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia is, I think, a classic name. That's, mm-hmm. That'll never go out of style. I am a little biased about the name Isabel.
I have no clue why that would be James.
Yeah, yeah. No idea. These are great names, though.
Yeah.
I like all of those names. If I was having a daughter, I would name any of those names. I'd be fine with.
Yeah,
I think it's funny how names trend the mm-hmm. way they do mm-hmm. for such a period of time. Like when I was online dating and looking, you know, for guys my age. I couldn't tell you how many Brians were out there,
yeah, right?
In my age range, and that's within like a 10-year span. But I couldn't keep them straight. I was talking to like four Brians at the same time, and I'm like, "Wait, which Brian are you?" It's kind of bad.
I'd like to go back and look and see what were the top trend names like back in the 80s.
I'm glad you asked that, Beth.
Look at that.
I gotcha. I had a similar
yeah.
thought. So I just thought I'd go because they said that this has been the same for so long. I thought,
right.
Well, I'll go to 1940.
Okay.
So the most popular baby names in 1940. Number one, James.
Look at that.
There you go.
That was not my intention, everybody.
Never goes out of style.
That's interesting. So James, Robert, and John were the top three male boy names in the 1940s. No real surprises there.
Nope.
And for girls, Mary, Linda, and Barbara.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you want to go 50 or 30? Should we go to 1930 next? Let's go to 1930s?
Let's go closer, 1950.
1950s. Yeah. Okay, so 1950s. James, Michael, and Robert. Mary, mm-hmm. Linda, Patricia.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep going here. 1960s. Michael, David, John. Wow. Okay, so complete shift.
Yeah.
And this is probably where a lot of those Social Security trends mm-hmm. they were talking about started in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then for ladies, Lisa, Mary, and Susan.
Wow.
Yep.
There you go.
Very different names mm-hmm. for the 60s there. And then go to 1970. And Michael, Christopher, Jason.
Okay.
Jennifer.
I have a Christopher that was born in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I was born in the 70s, but James is not on this list where it was before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then for females, Jennifer, Amy, and Melissa.
There you go.
Yep.
Nice. And we're getting a little closer now to those numbers we were just giving you with the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Christopher, Matthew. Not a surprise here on the 80s side for the ladies. Jessica, Jennifer, and Amanda.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is definitely not surprising. Let's try 90s. 1990. Let's go one more here. Michael, Christopher, Matthew. Jessica, Ashley, Emily.
Hmm. That's where the Emily starts to become really popular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would be curious back into the 30s and 40s because I have a lot of members of my congregations in that older generation that are Dorothys. So that seemed to be a really popular name for a while.
I went to 1920, and then we'll go to 30. Okay. 1920, Robert, John, and James.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that's the start of the rise of James. And the 19 for the ladies, Mary, Dorothy, Helen.
See?
There you go.
Yeah. And then in for 1930, Robert, James, John. See, James slowly coming up the list there. And Mary, Betty, and Barbara on the female side. Very interesting. So let's go ahead and look at the popularity of the names here, like of Beth. Let's go look at the popularity of the
name
Beth.
I had four Beths in my class when I was in elementary school.
Mm. The name Beth is ranked 5,613th overall.
Yeah. We did so well.
Not bad, not bad, Beths. Good job, Beths. How about Melissa? Let's see Melissa for this one here. And my page went blank. Whoa, that was weird. My I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Try this again.
Melissa's are unparalleled. You can't even research us.
I'm seriously getting like an unusual traffic thing here. Yeah. That's just the weirdest darn thing. I don't know where that came from. Huh.
Do you have too many windows open?
I think I have too many windows open on my computer here, which I've never seen that pop up before.
Wow.
That is really weird. Okay, so let me try this again here. Let me try one more time for the name of Melissa because I want to see these. I like how the popularity of the names and the first thing that pops off is Adolf. Like the popularity of the name.
No.
Well, no, it's not working for me. I guess my laptop might have just finally given up on me. May have finally done it.
Well, I did have to look up James, and for the year 2022, it's ranked number 4.
There you go.
Yeah, we just had it with the most popular baby names. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Top 5. That's why I didn't do my name, because I figured we already had that. Yeah. But I was curious to see if Beth, Melissa, some other names around there. Seth, I'd like to see where Seth ranks on these lists. Thought that was Pam. I didn't see where Pam would be on here either. I just don't know why this is doing that, why this computer is doing that. Yeah,
yours popped right up. When I'm trying to look for mine, it doesn't, I don't have the right. Oh, here we go. For 2021, my name was ranked number 372.
All right. Interesting. Interesting list. We will go ahead and take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. You heard Weird Al. It's time to celebrate Misty's Mania Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite things we get to do every day, it is celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. If you are celebrating a birthday, get on over there. Get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yes.
Appreciate
Much better than the broccoli and beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This early might be a little bit better. Yeah, it might be. And of course, we encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email any of our staff. My email is james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type into your search bar WFHR, like our page, and direct message us that way.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our list, we just have one name on the list today. So we get to put the spotlight on Ann Thomas.
Happy birthday, Ann.
Happy birthday, Ann.
Should I say Annie or Ann?
That's Ann.
Ann. It is Ann. Okay.
Yeah. If there were an I with
if
it.
If there was an I, yes.
Then it would be Ann.
Ann with an E.
Ann
right.
With an E.
That's what I thought. Okay. Ann, wish you a very happy birthday. Hope it's a good one to you. And thanks to whoever got us Ann's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Ann. Go get your free piece of pie.
Yes. Head on over to
Enjoy
Misty's.
Enjoy your day.
Get on over there. I cannot think of many better ways to start your day other than with us to start on over with Misty's Menu. Get on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Have some great food for breakfast.
Absolutely.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, let's go ahead and dive into that. First up, Andy Murray, 36 today, tennis stud. He became the first Brit to win the Grand Slam title in more than 40 years when he won the U.S. Open in 2012. He also beat Roger Federer for the Olympic gold medal in London in 2012. That's one of the cooler moments I think I've seen in the Olympics, is seeing a Englishman win, you know, in London, mm-hmm. the gold medal in tennis. That was pretty cool to see. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 42.
Okay.
She played mezzo soprano brilliantly on The Sopranos. She did a really good job on that. She played herself on Entourage, where she dated... I never saw Entourage, so I don't know what the names of... She dated a character named Turtle on there, and then in real life she dated him in, for this...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Turtle?
It's weird. I always think it's interesting when that stuff happens, when you see... couples that weren't dating, and then they do a movie together, and then they're dating after it, and their characters dated and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had like this conversation with other actors, like, are they bad actors? did they just like believe this too much, like believe their own hype too much or something? Or
I don't know.
It happens a lot, though. It happens a lot. David Krumholtz is 45. He is the math guy on Numbers. He's Goldenstein on Harold and Kumar. He's Bernard the Elf in the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies. I think he's one of my favorite character actors.
I like him a lot.
He's really good.
Absolutely.
I know him from the Santa Claus movies.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wouldn't recognize him from those.
And he made a guest appearance on the TV show that they did.
Cool.
They turned it into a series on Disney Plus.
Good for him. One of those actors, I'm always disappointed they don't see working more.
Yeah.
I easily think he could be working more.
Well, and it was so neat to see his transition from being Bernard the Elf to his role on Numbers, where he was a genius. And the way that he played off of Rob Morrow in that series was phenomenal.
I didn't see every episode, but I really liked that show. I liked the concept of that show. I liked those two actors. I liked seeing Rob Morrow getting another role like that. And
was it Judd Hirsch?
Judd Hirsch. Thank you. It was
playing your dad?
Take me a second or two. Yeah. Anything with Judd Hirsch. Yes, you had me. I think I would love like Judd Hirsch playing my uncle, like, or something like that. I'd born for that, whatever that is. One of the better linebackers in NFL history, Ray Lewis, is 48 today, retired Baltimore Ravens linebacker. Ahmet Zappa is 49, son of Frank, brother of Dweezil. He was married to Selma Blair for a while. He is the screenwriter, and he's screenwriting a movie right now in the movie adaptation of Fraggle Rock.
Okay, at least he was. Probably put on hold for a little while.
Right. That's something that's going to be in the works when they do, when the writers do pick back up again and everything. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You had me at Fraggle Rock, let alone I'm a gigantic... His father is one of my favorite artists of all time. I love Frank Zappa. Mm-hmm. So, and the interesting careers that all of them have had. Dweezil and Ahmet and them. Another great retired player, one of the greatest running backs of all time and the all-time leading rusher in NFL history, Emmitt Smith, is 54 today. Retired 54. Dallas Cowboy legend.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars winner.
Yep.
Won the third season with Cheryl Brooke.
He had great energy.
Do you think he was the best dancer that year? Or was it a bit of a popularity thing? I don't know
it was just popularity. It was nice to watch him grow in his dancing. And that's one of the reasons why I love that show, is that you get to see the progression that they make throughout the season.
I'd imagine.
He always had the best attitude and was very encouraging of everybody that was on the show.
Well, and that makes a big difference, because if you have that personality, you draw people in.
I don't think it's surprising to see athletes do so well on that show.
Right.
Not just because of the athletic abilities and stuff like that, but the teamwork part.
Yeah.
And the being able to be directed, being able to be taught and taking lessons and things like that. Athletes have been doing that since they were 14, 13 years old and stuff. And, you know, it's not that different. We know a lot of football players in history. It goes way back to Lynn Swann, have taken ballet and things like that. So.
And he would often refer to Cheryl as his coach. Because that was the mentality he had. It's like, I'm training just like I would be getting ready for a football game. That's what I'm doing now, is getting ready for this performance, for this athletic show.
Yeah. one of my my favorite radio personalities ever, Dan Patrick, is 67 today. Mm. Former ESPN Sports fellow who now works at NBC Sports. Dan Patrick was one of the guys that helped ESPN get on the map.
Okay.
Him and Keith Olbermann were that locked in kind of like 1-2 punch that you could always count on. Dan was a little more of a wild card, as you know, Keith was just a little more settled. It's Dan Patrick bet on him before the rise of podcasts and the internet and all these things. Dan Patrick's working at ESPN. They kind of lowball him on a new contract, and he's like, you know, I think we could do something ourselves. So he goes off and he starts his own network, The Dan Patrick Show. And he brings a couple of friends on to do this and everything. Mm-hmm. And they slowly, little by little, gain numbers, gain stature and everything. And now they're The Dan Patrick Show, which mm-hmm. people listen to all the time and everything. It's one of the more popular radio shows in the world.
Wow.
Then turned into podcasts and everything. He got way ahead of this. Now, now everybody's doing that.
Right.
It's actually become kind of lame to me that when you see these, like, was anybody surprised Tucker was going to do his own thing? First off, he's gone to every network and been fired by every network, from CNN to Fox to all of them. So what else has he got to do? But of course, mm-hmm. he's going to do his own thing. That's mm-hmm. what everybody's doing now.
Yep.
It would not be shocking to see so-and-so leave this place and then go and do their own podcast.
Right.
That's the way of the world now. But he was way ahead of the game on this stuff and bet on himself. And I really admire that. I really think it was really, and he was right. To George Brett is 70 today. Remember that back in the day, the Pine Tar incident, a lot of people talk about. People do not talk about one of the greatest hitters of my generation. There's a lot more about George Brett than the Pine Tar situation. Go ahead and look at his swing for one thing. Go ahead and look that up. Great, great character actor, great actor in general. Chaz Palamontari is 71 today.
Mm.
He was Detective Dave on The Usual Suspects, De Niro's mob rival in Analyze This. I guarantee if you Google Chaz Palamontari's, you just type in Chaz, you'll see his face, and you will know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Nicholas Hammond is 73. He was Frederick Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Oh.
He grew up to play the first live-action Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, The Amazing Spider-Man aired on TV in the 70s, back when Tobey Maguire was still in diapers, and Garfield and Holland weren't even born yet. So,
wow.
One of the better musicians of my generation, Brian Eno, is 75, really any generation. Genius, formerly known of Roxy Music, and the producer of U2's The Joshua Tree, Devo's Are We Not Men, We Are Devo. He also composed in shimmered sound you hear when you start up your Microsoft window.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was him.
Interesting.
Wavy Gravy is 87. Woodstock countercultural icon who inspired the Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor. Real name is Hugh Romney. Ingredients of Wavy Gravy ice cream: caramel, cashews, Brazilian nuts, chocolate, almonds.
Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think I've had that once or twice, yeah. And as far as people no longer with us, we have one name on the list, Madeleine Albright, born in 1937, passed away in 2022.
Yeah.
Former Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible human being. And that is going to do it for our list. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ann Thomas.
Happy
and we
birthday,
wish you
a Ann.
Happy birthday, yes. Ann. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And again, get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Get us more and more of these. I would like to spend more time on our local birthdays than these celebrity birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that with your help, with your power. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook. However you got to do it, Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to do, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to sit back, listen to Melissa's news. When you get a chance, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Ladies of En Vogue serenading us. Some of the best chemistry and harmony I've ever heard in my life. We got Melissa, Beth, James here with you. Gonna have some fun getting into this segment. This is an interesting one. Imagine if you just showed up to grab lunch and didn't know this was going on. Longest line ever. A McDonald's near Wichita, Kansas set a world record on Thursday after their drive-thru processed more than 350 orders in 1 hour.
Wow.
That is roughly one car every 10 seconds.
Yikes.
Employees pitched the idea to the franchise owner last year, and they'd been planning it for 6 months.
Wow.
They were hoping to break 300. The manager, they managed to fill 356 orders by the end.
Amazing.
Yikes. And really exceeded their expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The customers were in on this. So that's how they were able to go so fast. People got there early to line up, and the cars stretched over a mile.
Okay. Did they pre-order?
They intentionally made their orders simple, but every car that went through had to order something, pay, and get their food.
Okay.
Wow.
The owner says the drive-thru at that location is always pretty fast, and they pride themselves on it. But if Guinness confirms the record, they can officially call it the fastest drive-thru in the world.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really impressive. I'm curious to know how many people stood in line because they had to come back and get their order because their order was wrong. I'm joking.
Or how many of them ordered soda?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I love the idea of anything that brings more connection and community, creates more of those kind of opportunities.
Right.
And all these customers were in on that. That speaks highly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty darn cool.
Shows what can happen when you work together.
Yeah.
For the person that didn't know what was going on and just wanted some McDonald's that day, is this seriously the line? Whoa.
That's where I wanted to go to with this, though, too. Because there's at least, Wichita, Kansas is certainly not the metropolis or anything, but, there is going to be people that just aren't going to hear stuff that's going to get lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody that goes to that local McDonald's to get their coffee every morning, and part of the reason they go there is the convenience.
Yep.
It's quick, it's close, just in and out. It's going to be great. Going to grab my coffee. And, wait, what's going on here? Yeah. What's going on? Wait, what?
Or the tourist that thinks, oh, I'll just quick stop by a McDonald's so I can get out of here and go someplace. And then they see the line going, what in the world?
Love the idea. We're just driving through. All right, we got to stop and grab food. I see, oh, there's a McDonald's off the highway here. We'll just stop at that Mickey D's. That'll work out great. What do you guys want? Wait a minute. Hold up. We can't even get off the interstate.
We
can't even get off the interstate. The line is going into the interstate.
And can you imagine how good they would feel if they did inadvertently get into that line and they were going that quick? Oh, I thought this was going to take 10 minutes. Yeah. It was two.
And Wichita does have a population of almost 400,000 people.
Wow.
It ain't tiny.
They're big.
Yeah. That is quite an accomplishment. That is pretty darn cool. Shout out to all those workers, to that city, everybody that got in on that. That's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a place that could do this, that could challenge them on this. Of course, we've got a McDonald's here in Rapids, and we've got plenty of other places. Because when I think of I always think how efficient these, because a lot of these businesses have kids in them.
Right.
And how efficient these kids are and everything, how good they are at it. I don't know. I like the idea, though, of a places like a Culver's, a Subway, places that usually take a little more time. Having something like this, you have to take your time, though. You can't rush, and seeing how many customers you would get that way. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I'd like to see an ice cream shop do this. I think it'd be a lot of fun with an ice cream place doing something like this. That would be really interesting.
Some Dairy Queens have drive-thrus, so
that'd be fun.
And I know from working at a Culver's years back that even because their lunch rush can be crazy, and oftentimes they'll get a bus coming through at the same time. And surprisingly, even though they make everything from scratch, it goes really fast. Obviously, they have stuff prepped ahead, but that day made, and they can do a lot of people in a short period of time.
We don't get a chance to shout them out enough, but we have a great local restaurant here on the west side of Rapids, Chips.
Yes.
Mm. It's fantastic.
They always have a big line.
Mm-hmm. Always, always. And it's very similar to Culver's. There's usually kids in there and everything. Yep. And I've been going there for over 20 years, and I've never had a bad order there. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten bad food there. Those kids are just incredibly efficient, incredibly good at what they do.
Mm-hmm. And that speaks a lot to the owners and the training. Because that's an important component of having good employees is investing the time in training them.
I maintain that we could have gotten the vaccine out to people a lot faster if we had the kids from Chips and Culver's handing them out.
Uh-huh.
That had gotten distributed to everybody in record time.
Stop by for a burger and a vaccine.
There you go.
This happened maybe a year, 2 years ago. Who knows? But I was at Chips once, and I was going in, and I go there a lot, so some of the kids knew me and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids said, "Hey, that's the radio guy." And this girl looks at me with these big eyes. She's like, "I could never do that. I don't know how you do what you do." I looked at her. I'm like, "I couldn't do what you do. Like, I've worked in fast food. I'm horrible at it. I am really. Am I good at thinking on my feet? Am I good at improvising all those things? Yeah, sure, and everything. When I cook, though, I'm a slow cooker. I take my time with cooking. I don't know how to cook fast. I really don't. I don't know how to clean fast. I can do it if forced to, but one of my first jobs was working at KFC. And I've talked about it before. I don't know to this day if I got fired or if I quit because the manager just didn't know what to do with me. He liked me. He was a nice guy. He was a good manager and everything. Right. He wasn't a jerk, but it was like just I wasn't fast enough to do it. I don't think that I'd survive a good week in fast food.
Right.
I give so much respect to all the fast food workers out there.
It's a hard job.
It is.
And the people that don't think that it is, go ahead and get back there.
Yeah.
Go back there sometime.
Try
and
do it.
Like, if you've done the work and you're griping, that's one thing I would say. But if you've never done the work, miss me with that. You know, you can't actually know what the work is like. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Where we're hoping for no rain, just like a day, just a day with no rain. Hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. A little tired of seeing puddles gather rain. A little tired of it right now.
He can have it.
He can have it. Don't mind the bee girl, though. Wouldn't mind the bee girl come popping out. That's fine. Let's go ahead and dive into this one right here, because we are going to be diving into plenty. We're going to take you up to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and catch up on your world news. And then we kick off our 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open, our fantastic segment revolving around food that Melissa works so well on and does such a great job with. And Beth and I kind of just follow the lead and have some fun with it with her as well. Want to send a shout out, of course, to Chatterbox Catering for sponsoring this segment. Be sure to be listening for that. It's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also feature some entertainment news, That Ain't Right story, and some good stories of the day. But as long as we're going to be talking food in a little bit, let's dive into this. This seems like another one of those silly TikTok pranks, but there's actually some science that backs it up. A kindergarten teacher from California went viral on TikTok claiming that she hatched chicks from a carton of eggs she bought from a Trader Joe's.
What?
In the video, she says she incubated 9 of the dozen eggs, along with 3 farm fresh eggs, for 3 weeks in her classroom. She marked the Trader Joe's eggs so she could keep them separate. 3 of the 9 Trader Joe's eggs hatched. She says that's wild, since you don't know where they've been and how long they've been refrigerated. Some people say it must be staged because there's no way that a store would sell fertilized eggs. The teacher has since posted updates insisting that it's legit. And then there is science to back it up. According to agricultural experts, it is possible, but generally not possible.
Okay.
to hatch a commercial egg. Most eggs sold in grocery stores are from poultry farms where the laying hens have probably never seen a rooster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as the egg industry moves away from battery cages for more humane practices like pasture raising and free ranging on small family farms like you would find at a Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
it's becoming increasingly possible for a rooster to maybe show up in the flock there.
Wow,
chicken, chicken, wow, wow, wow. The odds are still very, very small, though,
right.
even with all that being said.
Mm-hmm.
So, for one, can we take a pause for a moment and say, hey, we're finally starting to treat farm animals with humanity.
Yes.
That seems like a really cool advancement in mm-hmm. you know, society.
Yep.
Way to go. That's
good.
Great. It's good to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, what the what? Like, whoa. Oh, that I really expected this to be one of those stories where the, you know, science and all that other stuff came out the other end and said, yeah, this is impossible. But it's interesting to hear how it is a possibility now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that phrase from Jurassic Park? Life finds a way.
Yeah. Sure
maybe
does.
Maybe this is like cryogenic studies.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, you know, refrigerated
yep.
for the first little bit of their life.
Mm-hmm.
There's that seems like an interesting one. Always an interesting story. That person that's froze and they wake up like 20 years
right.
later or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know much of what there is to the meat on the bone of this one. I just found it interesting, and I really thought that the story to me was that we have gotten to a point in society where that is happening so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on farms that we are treating these animals more humane and everything.
Yes, that is definitely an advancement for mm-hmm. humanity.
That part's cool and all, but again, like I don't know. So I don't want to pretend like I know what I'm talking about here or anything, because obviously I'm a city boy. I don't. Is there a difference in taste of an egg that isn't fertilized and an egg that is? I mean, you know, is there a way to even tell? Would you even know if you're, you know, the difference of an egg between one and the other? You know, I'm not sure.
I think the only way you would tell is if you cracked it open and there was something there.
Sure, yeah.
Rather than just mm-hmm. the yolk.
That would seem like a pretty good, you know, I'm
yep.
making eggs and I see, you know, feathers. That's like, okay, wait a minute.
Quick Google search says fertilized and unfertilized eggs are the same nutritionally and they taste about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So it's not, other than, you know, obviously you see the feathers and, you know.
And they are safe to eat.
Yes.
Mm, okay.
And I don't think the feathers develop until after they're hatched.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty
you
sure.
You don't have to worry about coughing those up.
Interesting. I wonder what Trader Joe's feels about this or
right.
any of these companies.
Well, and in some ways, it's not all that surprising if you think about how we do in vitro fertilization, mm-hmm. where we have women that are freezing their eggs to be fertilized later.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's to say that if the egg is still good after being frozen then, you know, not being good after fertilization and being chilled.
Mm-hmm. I know that process, that science has been around our whole lifetimes, mm-hmm. and it still never gets old to me hearing about it. Like
yeah.
how amazing that is, the fertilization process, all of
mm-hmm.
that is so fascinating to me. And I wasn't trying to laugh at that part of it, but I mentioned before, my Aunt Sandy, my mom's youngest sister, she had this done. Her and my Uncle Duke had gotten to a point where they had, you know, trying for so long, they tried the infertilization, none of those things had
mm-hmm.
worked. So they had gotten to a really comfortable place where, like, okay, it's just going to be us. And
right.
we're okay with that. We're gonna go ahead and spend money. We're going to live lavishly, all these things. And then not only does one
yep.
cousin come, but then twins.
Yeah.
boom.
Surprise.
It was literally like God was just sitting back and like, all right, take your guard down,
mm-hmm.
take your guard down. All right, now, dude, go. And as soon as they let their guard down, as soon as they were prepared to be single
yep.
you know, just be a couple.
Yeah, God does that kind of.
it was popping in my head as my Aunt Sandy was calling my mom, and I couldn't hear the conversation. All I could do was on the other end see my mother burst out laughing, and then of course like, excitement, crying,
mm-hmm.
happiness for her youngest
mm-hmm.
sister having a child and everything.
Yeah.
But that wasn't her first reaction. Her first reaction was very laughing her tail off. As long as we're talking food and we're talking fast food industries, let's touch on this one really quick because we are getting into our National Day of Calendar. One of the ones we did not have was, it is National Slider Day.
Ooh.
For those that don't know, the popular burger, a version of a burger, a slider, slang for it. White Castle is handing them out, no purchase necessary. You only get one, though. They're usually around $1 each. And
not bad, though.
That is an incredible marketing idea because it is impossible to just eat one slider. It's like eating one potato chip. That is all that's going to do. Is just, your taste buds are just going to get mad at you for just eating one thing. Like it's going to need more. That's a smart marketing move by them.
There's not any White Castles near here, though, are there?
I don't think so.
So you'd spend more in gas just to get the free burger than you would if you went someplace to get the burger.
Well, 14 states have White Castles. They're mostly in the Midwest, but there is. I got to admit, I did not realize there were 14 of there are 345 locations in 14 states and territories, 206 cities.
Wow.
Illinois has the most with 59, Indiana with 52, Ohio with 46.
Wow.
But I seen zero in Wisconsin, which is insane to me. That's insane. Like, Wisconsin loves burgers. Why would a White Castle not, like, be... We were talking earlier about these abandoned buildings.
Right.
Huh? Get a White Castle in one of those.
Yep. Well, and in the time being, they happen to sell them at Aldi's.
They're
pre-made, and then you can just heat them. Yep.
Is this an Illinois thing? Is this because they're so popular in Illinois, they refuse to have them in Wisconsin?
We cannot do what the Flatlanders do, James.
Yeah. I'm all for that. I've been taking those jokes my whole life, and I just take them in stride and everything. But I don't want to say I look up to him, but somebody that I've certainly admired and I've enjoyed his work over the years, Bill Michaels. I've flipped into the channels the other day and I hear Bill Michaels and he's talking about the Bears and Packers playing in game one this season and stuff to start things off. And, you know, there's the rivalry there. Mm-hmm. We take shots at each other, and that's nothing. There's nothing anybody can say that I haven't heard a billion times over. You can't insult me anymore. You can't hurt my feelings or anything. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing him since sixth grade, being called a fib and all that. Like, get over it. And I take it in stride because I get it. It's rivalry. It's what we do. But he has this line where he says, yeah, and you got all these Bear fans excited and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, go ahead and have fun wearing a Kevlar vest to your games because your city sucks.
What?
Like, that's taking it a stage way too far.
Yeah.
First off, you're just adding to the propaganda about Chicago. Chicago is it a dangerous city? Yes. Is Wisconsin Rapids a dangerous city?
It can
be. What is the safe city in the country right now? Please tell me. And also, how much do you think you're helping the Midwest by that?
Right.
Because imagine this. Imagine if we said here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're just going to take Wisconsin Rapids dollars. You people in Nakusa, you people in Point, you keep your money over there. We're just going to go ahead. Think, how long would Rapids survive? How long do you think Wisconsin would survive without Chicago, without Illinois money coming into this state?
Mm-hmm. Tourist industry is pretty important.
Get over me with that. You have no problem taking shots, but you're okay, if that's the case, then don't take our money.
Right.
Tell everybody from Chicago, you can't come here and visit anymore. You can't come here anymore. We don't want your money anymore. You really feel that strongly about it. And you want to throw around lines like that. Anybody could pick on any city in America, including cities here in Wisconsin. It'd be pretty darn easy to do. Saying stuff like that, you just show how lame and how little intelligence you have. Like, I may never listen to the guy again.
Right.
Like, just because of how silly, ridiculous it was. I don't care if I was from that city or not. This is how, look at what happened to Detroit. Look, it matters. Like, it may, just because it's not in your zip code, just because it's not in your state, doesn't matter. I have no problem with him taking shots at the sports teams or anything like that. There's plenty of fodder right there for you. but throwing around lines like that when there is so much violence in our country and so much violence in our schools, and you're just going to throw around things like that, like, that's, you're supposed to be better than that. He's been doing this job like 20 years longer than I have. He's had a microphone in front of his face a lot longer. Be better. You're supposed to be a lot better than that. I lost a lot of respect for the guy from that.
We talk about what we put out in the world too. You know, you put out positive energy, you're going to get positive energy back. You put out negative, you're going to get that in return. I think that a lot of times, and I've heard this from a lot of people too, that tear down the town that they grew up in. You know, I just can't wait to get out of this town. There's all this stuff wrong with it. If you focus on that, that's what you're going to notice.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you focus on the positive and you help build up the community and you help make connections within your community, that's what's going to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants a free slider? Well, if you are near White Castle, you can get one. They posted a coupon online. You're supposed to show it to get one, but the word in most locations is they're just handing them out. Oh, they're not even looking for those. White Castle's southern equivalent, Crystal, also has a nationwide slider day deal. They're doing buy one, get one free sliders. So that's pretty good.
That's still a good deal.
Yeah.
White Castle was actually America's first fast food burger chain.
Really?
They invented sliders in 1921. Back then, they each cost about a nickel.
Wow.
Nickel.
And nice. I have to share my favorite story about White Castle. My papa drove a semi and tractor for 40 plus years in this country and here in the Midwest and loved that job. It's a lonely job. And a lot of truckers will understand this. We've got a handful out there that listen to us. We say a good morning to them. My papa would order like so much food and he would get embarrassed. So he would order two drinks, hoping that they would think he had an extra person in the rig with him and stuff. He did this forever, and he thought it was one of the funny, because my papa's very opposite of my father and I, not a hustler, not one of these people looking for ways to, you know, make an extra buck or anything like that. For him, this was the ultimate hustle. This was the ultimate, every one of those clerks really fooled him, on those. I don't know if that was the case. I don't know if he did or not, but I love that story.
Cute.
We got a great one coming up for you, everybody. We're going to be getting into the Kitchens Open. That has been kicking off the 9 o'clock hour in just a little bit. We'll also have some entertainment news for you as well. Looking forward to that. MTV is doing something interesting I want to touch on. Also, we got some Dolly news, Willie Nelson news. Get into some of that.
Excellent.
And we've got a That Ain't Right story for the that's going to be actually hit home a little bit around here.
Okay.
It involves a dog park. And of course, here in Rapids, we've got a dog park starting up. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. It'll be opening soon.
Want to mention as well, we're going to take it for another hour, and then from 10 to 11, you'll have Playmakers. Join us for Playmakers every Monday from 10 to 11. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. We want your calls and feelings. We'll be talking with you and my brother Nick and Playmakers as well. It's all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.